The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We'll never fail.
Welcome you to the continuation of our prayer marathon, prayer 100 days of prayer. Festival, prayer, marathon, or I mean, whatever name
Obia, Omovia, Quababa, and Bible, Nepo, Hajimedi, Senior TBS, said Bible Quantin, Bible Jimmy.
Tonight, we want to continue with. I am being led that we should continue with the topic that we dealt with during the morning podcast.
We are praying
the Father's visit.
We are
praying the Father's visit. The Father's visit.
Or
the Father's presence.
And I say,
we want to read Exodus chapter 17. From verse 1 to 8, the whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place, as the Lord commanded them. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Verse 4, then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take it in your hand, the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb." This is where the message is. "I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the place Massa and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites. Okay, let's end the verse 7. Let's go to Numbers 20.
Numbers 20.
Numbers 20. Let's start from verse 8. Let's start from verse 1, Numbers 20. In the first month of the whole Israelites, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. Then Miriam died and was buried. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from this assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting, and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community so they and their livestock can drink. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock. And Moses said to them, listen, you rebels, must we bring water out of this rock? Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them. These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord, and where he was proved holy among them. Amen.
Amen.
These two passages we read, talking about the Israelites facing many challenges. And one of the challenges is that they came to a place in their journey where there was no water for them to drink. And the first place was Rephidim. The second place was the desert of Zin. But then God used two different methods to provide them with water. At Rephidim, God told Moses that he should pick some of the elders and go to the rock. There might be a very big rock somewhere. The Lord said, I will be standing by the rock. Before you get there, I will be standing by the rock. When you get there, strike the rock. And the water will come out. Could this rock may be the rock that is being described in Psalm
114.
Psalm 114:8. Who turned the rock into a pool of water? The flinty rock into flowing springs. This rock may be referring to the rock in Psalm 114:8. That the rock in both Exodus 17:1-8 and then Numbers 20:1-12. That rock there is what is being referred to in Psalm 114:8. But what actually brought out the water from the rock? What made the Red Sea to flee? According to Psalm 114:3, the sea saw this and fled. The Jordan River ran backwards. The mountains skipped like rams. And the hills like lambs. What happened to you? See that you fled. Jordan, that you ran backwards. Mountains, that you skip like rams. And you hills, that you skip like lambs. Tremble then, earth, at the presence of the Lord. at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flinty rock into flowing springs. We are praying the Father's visit or the Father's presence. It is time we begin to practice the Father's presence. The Father's visit. The Father's visit is a package. The Father's visit simply means the Father's presence. We have seen that the rock did not produce water by itself. It was the presence of God beside the rock. Why did the sea flee? It was the presence of God before the sea. Long before the Israelites will get to the Red Sea, God was already there. God was there ahead of them. And the angel who was also walking with them was also ahead. So that was why when they got there, God asked Moses, "Why are you people crying? Move forward." Exodus 14. Move forward. Stretch your hand with your staff. Move forward. Because somebody was already standing there. An invisible person was already standing there. Beloved, we are in the days of the Father's visit. It is only the Father's visit that makes a change. It is only the Father's visit that brings a change. We need the Father's visit in our time. I told you yesterday that we have two kinds of the presence of God. We have the abiding presence that is always there with us. We don't feel it, but it's there. And we have the manifested presence. It is the presence that when God manifests himself by manifested presence, there are tangible, there are violence, there are actions.
See,
God's presence can be very dramatic. Like an earthquake in Paul and Peter's prison in Acts 16.
He said, "As I say, what's wrong? Is it what Paul and Silas were asking for? What did they do?"
Or like when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
And as my phone went to me in the chamber, I copied my name. So, Emra, when you come in Sunday, I die here Pentecost. So,
but the Father's visit can also be very normal. You don't feel anything. Very, very, very normal. Like you are sitting there. Are you feeling God? Are you feeling God? Are you feeling anything? Nothing. I'm telling you. As I stand, I don't feel anything about God. But God lives in me. And he lives in you. So why am I standing here? I am standing here by faith. Because it takes faith to worship God. The moment you believe that he lives in you, that he is with you, that he is in the situation, your belief is like a switch. Your faith switches the presence of God inside you.
Now,
so the presence of God is not something you feel, but it is something you need to be conscious of. Be conscious and live with that. I am telling you. You see, Christianity is very simple. Walking in miracles is the simplest thing. I don't know up to today, there is something I still don't understand about God. Because the way God started with me at the age of 16, I lost that thing. I have asked a lot of great men and women of God. Some of them, what they tell me, I believe they say, God wants to mature you. Because yes, there was a time I started misusing the power of God. I have commanded mangoes to fall down. I have commanded coconut to fall down. I have commanded a tree to die. I have commanded a huge tree trunk when we are going to farm.
Akpafutoji.
Anybody from Akpafu, you know that tree, we call it Kegu, Kegu Ame. So if you are Akpafu, you are Kegu, Ame, Kegu. When you get there, it's on the hill. You need to bow down because of the huge tree trunk. Before you pass under. So they dug the place like steps. I was the one who commanded that tree trunk to break. You see, I was just testing the power of God. But then it came to a time when the elders are sitting. You know, in most of the villages, there are big trees in the middle where elders sit. The day we don't go to farm, then I also go and sit somewhere. When people are passing, I command the person to fall in Jesus' name. Something will swing the person under. The people will be saying, oh, what happened? What happened? They inside me. Oh, that is power. That is power. You see, I was testing the power. You know something? If God did not do something about that, do you know how many people I would have killed by now? The presence of God was with me. But now I live in the presence of God by faith. Occasionally, the lady pastor is here. I feel electrical shocks of the presence of God in me. Sometimes I feel it on top of my head. Sometimes I feel it in my ears. Sometimes around my mouth. Sometimes my hand. Sometimes my leg. But I'm still asking God, when I feel like that, what does it mean? Beloved, the presence of God is real. And we must be conscious of it. We must also create it by prayer. by sacrifice, by acts of faith, when the presence of God, when the father's visit come to advertise you, come to introduce you, come to graduate you, come to honor you, come to reward you, come to grant you privileged information, like we saw in Genesis
18,
when Abraham received the three angels of God, when they were leaving. Can we hide what we are going to do in Sodom and Gomorrah from
Abraham?
You know, father's visit also shortens your path. Look, the things you will achieve in 10 years, you can achieve them in 6 months. The 100 places people you need to call before one of them will respond. When the father's visit or presence is with you, he directs you to only one person you call. The right person. The right person. The right place to send the application. You don't call this one, call this one, try this one. No. When the father's visit or presence is with you, you don't play cha-cha. No. Direct. Like today,
I said,
we have some of our young men, they are dating two ladies, two. What are the names? One they call Sure. The other one is Baka. Backup. Nonsense. That's why the devil is not listening to you now. Where do you get that from? Backups. And excuse me, those ladies too are stupid. Look, any man that you see that is dating two of you, drop, get out.
Now, when we say, "Oh, be me only man, be only na," we say, "Who nimpa?"
Get out! I'm telling you.
I say, "Who sape? Sifem."
God is not in it.
Nami onimo. You film tentem.
You see the reason why? Look, it appears as if God, our God, is going to sleep.
Now, I say, "Nia yenyang kupono wakwada."
Let there is all this alpha whatever. Look, let is the same. There is no place that miracles you go and all your problems are solved one day. People have traveled to Mokpa with gallons of water from Accra. Somebody was carrying 5 gallons. 5 gallons of water from this church. She herself came to tell me, when the car had a flat tire, and then the place where the water was where the flat tire, so the water hit that this year, and then the water poured. 5 gallons.
Gallons.
Anytime she's going, she will tell me. I said, may the Lord send you a break. Me, I will let you. Oh, I will let you go. Why you think you get your solution? Go. Only don't go and contract something and come and give me problems. I will not. I will never be part of it. But she never told me that she goes with gallons of water. Now she has stopped going. About 5 years now, she hasn't been going.
Because
she has drunk more water. Her stomach has become big. Who told you that there is a place you just enter?
And the miracles.
When you go there, come and tell me. I will lead the whole church there. We shall go. Every place, there are principles for you to follow. Look, let me, the reason why it appears as if our God is going to sleep. We have broken standards and ignored principles. I am telling you, Sunday, I nearly told our papa sitting here. I nearly told him, Papa, you too, you there inside. You are people who are supporting this government. Defending them. Today you are complaining. I went to my father to pay our first fruit. In fact, this man has just disappointed us. And
oh, Papa,
we're about to leave. I say, Papa.
Oh, no, I see, Papa.
I've given you the envelope already. If I had not given you this envelope, I wouldn't give it to you. I
would
say, Papa, we will come another time. And I will go and divide it. I will bring you half. And I will give half to another person. Because you are the one. You hate Rollins. You hate anything in DC. You hate them. Why are you now complaining? So you see, look. Christians stand in the middle. We are the light and the salt. We are the light and the salt. Look, me. That's the priest. Look, you don't know me. Come to my house. You will not know who is my blood child. What is wrong with A? It's wrong with B. It's wrong with C. It's wrong with everybody. You don't come there as a visitor. And because you are a visitor, so you are doing things. I will tell you, hey, yeah, we don't do that.
Hey.
We don't do that. Stand in the middle. When this side is wrong, say it is wrong. When this side is right, say it is right. Praise where you need to praise. Condemn where you need to condemn. Because that is God. Our God doesn't show favoritism. But the moment you show favoritism, you have grieved the Holy Spirit. You have quenched the Holy Spirit. That's why our church is political. The devil doesn't respect us. What did you do? Now you are coming to rebuke me. Somebody who stole money. You were praising him. And me, you are binding me that I am a thief. When you were supporting my agent. Me, you are coming to bind me. That's what the devil does.
Son of Sam no oye.
Beloved,
I don't know.
Father's visit
also
gives you speed.
It
quickens things in your life. It resets you up. It restores you. It revives you. Why are things not working for us? Because we are living Satan's way. No standards. No principle. We live on our own. What Lucifer was doing in heaven, that's what we are practicing now.
Niana Lucifer, oye waswa himemunu, enu na isabriye diye juma waha.
There are Christians who will leave their church.
You will
not see them for 3 years. The next time they will appear,
and that will be, no.
A 3 year baby is, girl is walking with them. A child is walking. When did they marry? They left secretly, go and do their own thing, deceive the church.
Sorry,
and
no.
Then they come back, they are inside.
Now,
you think you are mocking the church?
Oh, Jesus, we see us on that between. Oh, boy.
You are mocking yourself. There are some weddings I have put my hand here.
I see I approve you holding it out so.
I know it won't work.
Only say, hey, Juma.
It won't work.
Hey, Juma.
Because we are living on our own.
Yet, young Casayo, send me a pay.
And then we deceive God. We come to. Embellish things.
Yes, you have a money, my fair.
Now you go and you are asking me, ehina mi fafa. Fafa uti, ana unai asi. Fafa unai asi. Ana uyem, fafa uyem. Ahina mi fafa. Eura adie. Ahina mi fafa. Eura adie. Fafa uti. Ana unai asi. Fa unai asi. Why should I send this? Have you forgotten? You had your way. So God is not in it. I am telling you the reason why pastors are using tricks. Men of God are giving strange directions. Let me warn you. Let me warn you about direction. Any direction they give you, any place you go, and they tell you there is a special oil, be careful. What makes that oil special? Be very careful. For all you know, the special attached to the oil may be a mixture of many things. Human bones might have been grounded. Maybe something has, oh, you don't know. Number two, why they give you a powder? A special powder.
Powder.
Be careful. Because for all you know, that powder is somebody's bones that they ground
in.
Why they give you some special something to go and drink? Be careful. It is only when they tell you yourself, bring this. And hold it. But listen. The only direction that you should submit to. When they say bring your own oil. Bring water. Bring communion. Perfect. Any other thing. Be very careful. A deacon who is a cousin of mine from a certain church. The wife and the son came to me.
One
early in the morning. Deacon in Assemblies of God. Pastor Dela wants to
see.
What was the matter?
Assembly saying,
our papa went somewhere.
Yeah, papa, call baby.
And they gave him Gladys. What was it? What animal? Chameleon. Chameleon. You remember? Chameleon. Chameleon. Is it a dry chameleon? Dry chameleon. Dry chameleon. A chicken. Dry chameleon. To go and bury. Is it to go and bury, eh? Or to one, there were three. One to bury somewhere in the compound. One to put inside the water and bath. And then the third one, something. Dry chameleon.
Let me tell you,
even mosquito with blood in it, when they get anything with blood, that is a demon. That's a demon. I'm telling you, that's a demon. The devil is inside. Because after the blood of Jesus, no blood again. No blood. So anytime they give you even mosquito, dry mosquito. Because mosquito, it has a small blood, eh? That is a demon. So when you are going to places and they are giving you direction, they are giving you things, be very careful. Look, because the Holy Spirit is grieved. Pastors, and we are using different methods. We are trying things. Instead of going back to check ourselves and say, God, we have compromised. God, forgive us. We have compromised. So that we do things that will bring back the presence of God. We are using methods. Giving directions. A deacon went for chameleon. He bathed one in the water. He buried one in the compound. The wife and the son to report him to me. So I went to him. I said, I've come to you.
I said,
that was after a week.
Now, church.
I said, yes.
Honey.
I've come. I said, yes. Has my wife and my son come to? Because they come to report. I
said,
yes, they come to report. So I'm here. They say, you are bathing chameleon water. I want to see where you bury. What
brings
the wife is that the whole compound is tired, but he broke the tire. He broke the tire at one place and buried the
family.
So when you are tired in your house, leave some places. Because you don't know what they will tell you to bury there. Let me tell you.
I mean,
you can pick a scripture. You can write a scripture. And wrap it a stone.
Now they are
and bury it.
Now they are
that is biblical.
I mean, trust them.
Why chameleon?
I didn't know what's market through.
I said, why didn't you write a scripture on a stone and put it inside water and bath? Why didn't you drop anointing oil in water and bath? Why didn't you drop communion and bath? And chameleon. Do you know what chameleon is? You know what chameleon is? Is it not the one that changes colors?
Yes.
Cool.
His
business has collapsed. I'm telling you. He can't maintain the office again. Right now, he's working from the house. Everything has ceased. Because chameleon is like this. Some also have been using salt. As for salt, I don't know. Salt, I don't know. As for salt, I don't know. Please. Many of us, many men of God are frustrated. That is why in order to maintain our congregation, we are telling them things. But listen to me. There is nothing greater than the word of God. I
said
there is nothing greater than the word of God. There is nothing greater than the word of God. Say, my Father in heaven, I need your visit. I need your visit, Lord. Lord, we need your visit. We need your visit, O God. We need your visit. Lord, we need your visit. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Anything in us that will block your visit. Father, we confess, O God. We confess and we renounce. We renounce, O God. Anything that has grieved the Holy Spirit. Anything that is quenching the Holy Spirit. Father, Lord, we confess. We renounce, we confess, we renounce, we confess, we renounce, we confess. Shakataka barapa, shakataka barakata. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I take away Satan's lancet.
Satan's
right.
Satan's right.
With the blood of Jesus Christ. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I need the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Usher me out.
Usher me out
of this problem. Usher me out of this situation. Usher me out of this pain. Usher me out of this shame. Usher me out of this disgrace. Usher me out of this delay. Usher me out of this sickness. Usher me out of this disease. Or shall be out of this medical condition. Or shall be out of this financial issue. As I clap my hand, let the Father's visit. Or shall be out. Or shall be out. Or shall be out. Let the Father's visit. Or shall be out. Or shut my marriage out. Or shall my business out. Or shall my finances out. Or shall be awesome. Or shall my ministry out. Or shall my husband out. Or shall my wife out. Or shall be 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 out. Out of this cycle. Out of this pattern. Or shall be out of poverty. Or shall be out of scarcity. Or shall be out of this pain. Or shall be out of this situation. Let the Father's visit. Or shall be out. Or shall be out. Or shut my marriage out. Or shut my family out. Or shut my home out. Let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit. Usher me out. Usher me out. Usher me out. Yes, only the Father's visit can usher me out. Can check me out. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Rata Pusaka, Ibrakata, Kabayakata, Kabayakata. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just remember this cousin of mine again. A deacon in Assemblies of God Church. One of the oldest deacons. The highest tithe payer. The pastor doesn't joke with him. Faithful and committed. Some special places. Only him, the pastor, will go with. He knows almost everything about the pastor. One day I sat in his car. And I saw salt.
Hello, Anthony.
Salt. I mean, in the rubber. And I say, ah, your wife bought salt and your wife didn't remember.
I say, ah, now we need to train and the refuse akash esimana.
He said, no, my brother, let me tell you. Salt.
Anthony.
Witchcraft cannot enter.
Be ye to me, Remo.
When you carry salt, witchcraft.
Ah.
I say, my brother?
I'm not seeing your bema.
That is why your pastor doesn't allow you to hold the mic. His pastor is a good preacher. But the pastor doesn't allow him. I said, nah, look at this. So if salt can prevent witches, like the Adam salt will not finish. Adam salt. Oh my God. Who just go and carry a bag of salt and come and put it somewhere here? Who told you salt? It is a presence of God. It is a presence of the Holy Spirit. It is a father's visit. That was what made the sea to divide. The Jordan to divide. The mountain to disappear. The rock to produce water. Not salt. Not salt. Not salt. I don't know why I'm saying. Some of you are here. Maybe you are carrying those
things.
Direction. Secret direction. Secret. I know there are people here. Secret direction. They will tell, don't mind your pastor. This one he doesn't know. This one he doesn't know. Carry them. Carry them. Carry them. Like how people have drunk mokpa water. They've drunk that. She was saying that, look, my stomach is just becoming big. So me, I've stopped going. I
said,
you go, you are paying your own transport. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit
in my life. Lord, I need your visit in every aspect of my life. I need your visit. I need your visit. I need your visit. I need your visit this way. I need the Father's visit this way.
I need the Father's visit now. I need the Father's visit now. I need your visit now. I need your Father's visit now. I need my 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 Father's visit. 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 Lord, I need my Father's visit. Lord, I need my Father's visit. Lord, I need my Father's visit. Papa, Papa, Likayangala, Papa. Ikayandolo, Bupu, Nipandolo, Bupu. Ikayandala, Balikatole, Papa. Ayakapa, Librando, Bupu, Kutule, Papa. Ayandala, Papa, Likayandala, Papa, Lukutule, Papa. Ayandala, Brande, Kala, Papa, Lukutule, Papa. Ayandala, Brande, Kala, Papa, Lukutule, Papa. Ayandala, Brande, Kala, Papa. Papa, look to the Bala Papa. I am Bala Brande Kara Papa. Lord, I need a Father visit, Lord. I need a Father visit, Lord. I need a Father visit, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Lord, this particular problem in my life,
this particular situation,
needs the Father's visit. 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 This particular situation, this marital issue, this financial issue, this health issue, needs the Father's visit. Needs the Father's visit. Needs the Father's visit. Need the Father's visit. Need the Father's visit. Need the Father's visit. Need the Father's visit. Shakata kabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya.
Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya. Ikabale batakabaya.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Deliver my testimony.
Deliver my testimony.
Deliver my testimony.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my dream.
Deliver my
dream. Deliver my expectation.
Deliver my
answers. Deliver my
answers.
Deliver my solution. Let the Father's visit. Deliver, deliver, deliver. 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 Let the Father's visit. 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 Deliver, deliver. Deliver, deliver. Deliver this testimony. Let the Father's let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit. Deliver me from this situation. Deliver me from this problem. Let the Father's visit. 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 Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit. Let the Father visit. Deliver. Kayan Dala Brande Kalababa. Kayan Dulu Pupuli Palapapa. Kayan Dala Brande Kalababa.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Manifest my destiny helpers.
Manifest my destiny helpers.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Manifest my destiny helpers.
Manifest my destiny.
Manifest my destiny helpers.
Manifest
my destiny helpers.
Manifest
my destiny helpers.
Manifest
my destiny helpers.
Manifest
my destiny helpers. Let the Father's visit.
Manifest my destiny helpers.
Wherever they are,
wherever they are located,
let my Father's visit,
let my Father's presence,
let my Father's visit,
let my Father's
presence, manifest, 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 my destiny helpers as I clap my
hands.
Let my Father's visit. Say my father in heaven. Let my father's visit. Make a difference in my life. Where marriages don't work. Because of my father's visit. Let my marriage work. Where businesses don't work. Because of my father's visit. Make my business work. Where people cannot make it. Because of my father's visit. Let me make it. Where people don't survive. Because of my father's visit, make me to survive. Let my father's visit make a difference in my life. As I clap my hands, let my father's visit make a difference. 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 Make a difference.
Make my father.
Why people don't live long?
Why don't people live long?
Let my father's visit cause me to live long. Cause me to live long. Things that people cannot survive. Let my father's visit cause me to survive. When you read Exodus 14.
Okay, most of us made it to 9.
From verse 20 downwards.
If you do know ever from.
He says that.
And
the Israelites passed through the Red Sea on the dry ground.
Now Israel funo fa epukogomo a omonam asasike say so.
That's what the father's presence making a difference. And when you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29, by faith, they went through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. When the Egyptians tried to do this, they were drowned. Listen to me. From tonight,
Yes, Lord.
The father's visit
has
separated you. Has differentiated you.
Amen.
I said the father's visit has differentiated you today. Why people don't make it? The father's visit will make you to make it. Why people cannot survive? The father's visit will cause you to survive. The doors that don't open for people, the father's visit will make those doors to open for you.
Amen.
Why people enter and they become sick?
The father's visit will cause you to enter and come out healthier and healthier. Healthier and healthier. Things that don't work for people in that particular locality. Businesses that don't work there. Businesses that don't survive. Let the father's visit differentiate your business. Differentiate your life. 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 When marriages don't survive, let the father's visit differentiate your marriage. 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 In a family where they don't live long, let the father's visit differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you. Look, the evil that happens to others, let the father's visit with the law of exemption differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you. Differentiate you.
Recently, the former regional superintendent, Reverend Dr. Basi, he was the former, the whole Greater Accra Assembly. When it has not been divided, he made it a conflict resolution committee chairman to handle conflicts in churches. And when they divided it, he became the regional superintendent for Greater Accra East. About 3 weeks ago, he called me. He said, "My brother, there is something about you I don't understand. Today, let me tell you. When I came to your 60th birthday, the few minutes I spent there, my health has never been the same.
Amen.
I think I told you. He called me.
I
was driving.
He
said, "My brother, you carry something.
Amen.
You carry something.
Amen.
Look, you will survive anywhere.
Amen.
Even when they put you under the sea,
yes,
you will survive.
Amen.
Do you know what it is? The Father's presence.
Amen.
I am carrying the Father's presence. I am carrying the Father's presence. I usher you into the Father's presence. I usher you. 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 I usher you.
Kabaha.
Thank you, Lord.
Karosa Kabaha. Look, hallelujah.
The wife was going to dialysis for 5 years. 5,000 cedis every week. For 5 years. Dialysis. 3 times a week. 3 times a week. The things that man has gone through. Finally, the wife died. Depression. He told me. He said, "The day you and Gladys visited me, for 2 years I've not been able to sleep. But that day you visited me, I slept like a baby."
Amen.
Look. Don't follow. What do you carry? It is what people carry that matters. Look, I don't fear anything.
Oh.
You don't know.
I
don't fear anything. Because I know who is with me. I am not saying that leave me, but everybody here can leave me.
Oh, Bibia, bet me, Janoho.
Give me just a few weeks.
Mammy, now take a crabby.
One day pass here and look.
Whether
the place is empty, the place will be full again. Amen. The place will be full again.
Amen.
I am not saying leave. No. I am just saying something. You see, you should know what you carry. I declare in this house,
yes,
everyone standing here, and everyone following online, let the Father's visit become a mark, a visible mark on you from today.
Amen.
A visible mark, a visible mark.
Amen.
Sunday, the Lord said I should lay hands and impact the Father's visit.
I see question.
I didn't want those things. I want to rest. But I don't know what God is doing with me. I know He's going to give me one full year rest. One full year rest.
Yes.
I am just waiting for something. One full year rest. So whatever He's telling me to do now, I will do. It is not there for, I will not die.
No, I
have not finished my work.
Say,
Father's visit.
Father's visit.
Make a difference right now.
Make a difference right now.
Make a difference in my life.
Make
today, 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 today. In my family. In my hometown.
In my hometown.
In my clan.
In my clan.
Among my father's children.
Among
my mother's children.
In
my community.
In my community.
In my office.
In my office.
At my workplace.
Wherever I am.
Let the Father's present.
Let the Father's
presence.
Let the Father's
visit. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference in my life.
Make
a difference. Make a difference
in my life. Make a difference, Lord.
Make a difference.
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 Make a difference,
make a difference,
make a difference,
Lord.
Let my Father's visit to come.
Let my Father's presence to come.
Make a difference in my life.
Aya kapaha,
mato loko le papa,
ikayando loko le papa,
ikoreke le papa,
aya
kalabande
kalapapa,
ikoro
kalapapa
swa,
ikayando
loko to le papa. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Complete this project.
Complete this project.
Complete this project.
Let the Father's
visit come upon this project right now. Let's clap our hands.
Let
the Father's visit complete this project. Complete this I am temple. Let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit miraculously. 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 Miraculous completion. Yes, 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 yes. Miraculous completion. Miraculous completion of the I am temple. Miraculous completion. Miraculous completion. Miraculous completion. Isakata kabaya, ipakata kabaya kasa, epepeketekebaya. Let the Father's visit complete this project. Let the Father's visit release the funds. Let the Father's visit release the helpers. Let the Father's visit. Isakata kabaya. I am the Lord.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
I declare into your life that by the Father's visit and presence, your case is different.
Amen.
I say 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 your case is different.
Amen.
Whatever situation you find yourself, it will turn out for your benefit.
Amen.
It will turn out for your good.
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 Amen.
It is turning 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 out for your good.
Amen.
I declare to your life, let the Father's visit give you a different name.
Yes, Lord.
Give you a different name.
Amen.
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 Shali karama shanda kabaya. Le papa, you can clap for Jesus. Kura papa. Le preketeke barato kasikata. Le papa rakatuka. Le preketeke barakata. Le papa leketeke barakata kabaya. There is something I don't know how to say it.
I will
hold it. There is something I've come to realize about myself. Anytime somebody is going is sick,
Abibia obi ayare,
and I don't have the edge to go there.
Na onya tinke bia so onko ho no.
Or I go there.
Ana so onko ho a.
There are two things that happen.
Nyema menu na esi.
Old ladies who are very old, when they are weak, they can't do anything. I don't like to go there.
Mama,
Mama's mother. I used to go there, but at a point I stopped. Because I know the day I will go there, it's like when I leave, it's like I've said bye-bye to her.
I said, Maka said, bye-bye.
It has happened 10 times.
A simple do.
Mama, I would this old lady.
Yeah, mommy, I would in my name, mommy, everyone.
Mama, Akli's husband.
And I'm Mama Akli.
In the hospital. I went once to pray for him. Then I was praying on phone.
No,
Pastor, come.
I saw for bro.
I say, you let me pray for you on phone.
I said, my mom,
let me pray for you on phone.
My mom, pray for you on phone.
Then I went immediately. He said, Pastor, you have come to see me off.
I said, so for what about me crying?
When I left, 3 hours, the man was dead.
3 hours,
the man was gone. Please, I'm not saying that when you are sick and I come there, I've come to see you off. That's not what I mean.
No.
When I say, let me pray with you on phone,
Now, can I say my mom pay my mom with phone so?
I don't want to see you off.
I'm best to be there with you.
But when I come to, I come.
Now, Oba so I know Oba.
I declare in this house.
Oh, can we be here?
I declare in this house.
Oh, can we be here?
By the power of the Father's visit.
And I'm to me away, dancer of him, no.
Any dream that has been suspended. Any destiny that has been suspended.
Jesus.
By the Father's visit.
And I'm a dancer of him.
I release it into manifestation.
Amen.
I release it into manifestation.
Amen.
I release that dream and that destiny.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
That was what I heard in the realms of the spirit.
Any
dream that has been suspended, any destiny that has been suspended, any destiny that has been suspended, any dream that has been suspended, any expectation that has been suspended by the Father's visit, I lose it now. I release it now into manifestation, into quick manifestation, into quick manifestation, into quick manifestation. Anything in this house that has been suspended, I release it, I release it. I release it, I release it. I release it, I release it. By the Father's visit, any promotion, any position that has been suspended by the Father's visit, I lose it, I lose it. 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 No suspense again. Any project that has been suspended by the Father's visit, I lose it, I lose it. 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 I lose it into manifestation. Any womb that has been suspended by the Father's visit, I lose that womb. 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 Any marriage that has been suspended. Any marriage that has been suspended by the Father's visit. I lose that marriage. I lose that husband. I lose that wife. I lose that wedding. I lose that marriage. Any business that has been suspended by the Father's visit. By the Father's presence, I lose that business. I lose that business. I lose, I lose, I lose. I lose, I lose, I lose. I lose, I lose, I lose. Give a clap offering unto the Lord. Celebrate the Lord with thanksgiving right now. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Sakabara kata. Ibrekete keparata. Aita kabale. Marata kabaya kata. Ila papa papa. In the finances, that has been suspended. Any finances, any financial breakthrough that has been suspended by the Father's visit, I lose it now. I lose it now. I lose it now. I lose it now. I lose it now.
Jesus name.
The papa rakata kabala kabala kata the papa rakata kabala kabala kabaya the papa rakata kabala kabala the papa rakata kabala kabala kata kabaya the papa rakata kabala kata kabala kutu kabala the papa rakata kabala kata kabaya.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.